I call the 93rd Senate session of the Associated Students to order here February 4th, 2026 at 5:32 p.m., convening both in the Reno Lattice Senate chambers and via Zoom. With that being said, moving on to Agenda Item 2, compliance with Nevada Open Meeting Law. Agenda Item 2A was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date. It was. Agenda Item 2B is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time and location listed on the agenda. It is. Agenda Item 2C is the Zoom link working and available to the public. It is. Moving on to Agenda Item 3, Pledge of Allegiance and Land Acknowledgement. Please stand. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on the territory. You may now be seated. Alrighty, moving on to agenda item 4, roll call. Secretary, I'll call roll, please.
Speaker Ackland?
Present.
Senator Atkinson?
Present.
Senator Barjwaj? Barris? Excuse me. Senator Barjwaj?
Present.
Senator Bolander?
Absence unexcused.
Senator Burroughs?
Present.
Senator Calderon?
Present.
Senator Castro?
Present.
Senator Dayton?
Present.
Senator DeBarger?
Here.
Senator Evans?
Tardy excused.
Senator Huang?
Tardy excused.
Parliamentarian Issa?
Present.
Senator Kitch?
Present.
Senator Lawson?
Present.
Senator McAndrews?
Present.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss?
Present.
Senator Newbell?
Present.
Senator Potter?
Present.
Senator Radke?
Present.
Senator Saporito?
Present.
Senator Strzok?
Present.
Senator Avila?
Present.
A quorum is present.
All right, thank you. Moving on to agenda item 6, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Please state your name and position for the record, and if you come up here, just press and hold the mic until it's green. This one.
Good afternoon, senators of the 93rd session. My name is Emmy Gobins, and I'm a HUD commissioner for the Department of Clubs and Holdings for ASUN. I'm here today to express my full support for my intern, Brianna Churchill, to be elected as a senator for the College of Science. During the semester that I've mentored Brianna, she has constantly exemplified professionalism, leadership, and a genuine commitment to serving the student body, particularly the College of Science. Brianna approaches every task with determination and attention to detail, never hesitating to step up when she is presented with conflict. Brianna is someone who not only meets expectations but exceeds them through her reliability, thoughtfulness, and strong sense of responsibility. Something that instantly drew me to Brianna as her mentor was that we both came from backgrounds of being student council kids growing up. I immediately recognized that drive and natural leadership instinct, and I am extremely proud of her for carrying those qualities into college. Although Brianna is my intern and I am her mentor, I often find myself looking up to her as a prime example of perseverance, passion, and confidence. She leads with integrity, listens with empathy, and has brought a positive and supportive presence for the Department of Clubs and Orgs. I'm confident that Brianna will continue to make impactful contributions to ASUN and to any role she takes on in the future. I wholeheartedly support her candidacy and believe she will be an excellent representative for the College of Science. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you. Any other public comment at this time in person? And then we'll move on to Zoom.
Hi everyone, I hope everyone's having a great night. Can you press this?
Yeah, press and hold, please.
So my name is Cora Gibson for the record. I'm Assistant Director for Clubs and Orgs in Trenton and Renewal. I'm speaking today in strong support of Bree's appointment as Senator for the College of Science. While Bree is a freshman, her experience and readiness far exceed what her class standing alone might suggest. She brings 4 years of student council leadership from high school and completed 16 dual credit courses, demonstrating that she is already accustomed to managing a rigorous workload alongside leadership responsibilities. I'm confident she will not struggle to meet the expectations of this role. In my time working with Bree as an intern, she has consistently shown the qualities I believe are central in the center. She has never missed a meeting, always arrives on time, and brings a positive, professional attitude. More importantly, she's engaged. She always asks thoughtful questions, contributes to discussions, and shows genuine interest in understanding how decisions impact others. Bree is also intelligent, hardworking, and approachable. Her ability to communicate comfortably with peers is a critical strength for a center who must represent and advocate for others effectively. Over time, I have repeatedly recognized in Bree the qualities of someone meant for this role. While I will miss seeing her face every Thursday afternoon and hearing about her rosebud thorn, I cannot say I am surprised she has reached this point. I truly believe this is where she belongs, and I strongly encourage you to give her the opportunity to serve. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment in person? All right. I know you have your hand raised on the Zoom. You can go whenever.
Alrighty. Hi, everyone. My name is Sophia Leonard, and I'm very excited to give public comment on a candidate being heard for the College of Science seat today, Brianna Scherchel. I've known Bree for 5 years now, both on a professional and personal level, and I can vouch for her when I say she is a leader through and through. All 4 years of high school, with or without a position, she advocated for her fellow peers, and her impact was felt far beyond the confines of our campus. One year in particular that I can speak on the most would be when she was my student body professional academy vice president. That year, she led what we called Kyvie Congress, which is a way for the student body to give public comments and get informed on things happening around campus. She did an excellent job planning them every month, reaching out to different clubs, and making students feel heard at those meetings. She also helped to rewrite our entire constitution, hosted multiple amazing events where outreach and communication was critical to the success of the event, and helped build school spirit. Our high school was a CTA school where we didn't have sports to create spirit. Bree helped change that mantra. She hosted an event every year called Coyote Olympics, where students would make teams and go head-to-head in different sports. By our senior year, we had to start turning down people trying to make teams because our facilities weren't able to support the amount of teams who wanted to participate. Bree, from day one, had a vision for what our council ought to be, and I can say she was very successful in her pursuits. Working with her so closely my senior year proved to me what I already knew. Bree is hardworking, dependable, communicative, empathetic, proactive, and is very skilled in conflict resolution. Because of these leaderly traits, she inspired a lot of her peers to do better every single day. This is why it's an honor to speak on her behalf, because in a lot of ways she made me a better leader too. I have no doubt that Bree will bring the same dedication, empathy, and leadership to this role that she has shown for years. And for all of these reasons, I wholeheartedly support Brianna Scherchel for the College of Science seat.
Alrighty, thank you. Any other public comment? All right. I did get one in sent to me. It reads as follows. Hello, Senators. My name is Jenna Atencio, and I act as the Policy Director for the Department of Government Affairs. With this role comes a responsibility to educate, empower, and advocate for student voices surrounding policy that will impact them. I recently met with two undergraduate students affiliated with Plan/NHJA that wanted to let Senators and any other students listening know about their upcoming event. Tomorrow, February 5th, 3 to 4 p.m., right here in the Rita Lennon Senate Chambers. If this notice is too late and you already have plans, don't worry. They have more opportunities to attend events like this in the future. To further divulge you on what the event details, we will be learning about tenants' rights with a focus on student renters. Not only will students learn their rights, but they will also learn how to address common concerns, such as maintenance and where to find help when housing concerns cause health and safety issues. I will be in attendance and I hope to see you there, especially because there were many bills discussed in the last legislative session that died or were vetoed. Being able to establish what exactly your rights are currently is a good way to absolve any confusion regarding what you may have seen or heard in the news over the past year and trusted expert sources. Thank you for listening. I hope to see you tomorrow and learn more. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to her. Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 7, receiving the petitions of correspondence to the Senate. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7A through E through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Speaker Pro Tempore Mas. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, those receipts have been approved. Moving down to agenda item 11, motions to fast track appointments. I'm seeking a motion to fast track agenda items 11A through E through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Bardwaz. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, those nominees have been fast tracked. Alrighty. Are our two candidates here?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So how is this going to work? Who do I have first? You're first?
On the agenda, yeah.
Okay, cool. So you guys already signed your NRS forms. Those are basically just giving us permission to be able to talk about your character, fate, and all that good stuff. So you'll go first. You'll have 10 minutes to present. Then we'll have 5 minutes of questioning. Then after that, you'll switch out. You are more entitled to remain present if you choose in the room. It's just customary due to the fact that you would get an unfair advantage listening to their presentation. So I'll politely ask if you can step out during her. So it's just when she kind of starts presenting, that's kind of when you just step out. When she's done, you guys are going to swap. You guys are going to exchange. And then you're going to come in, you'll have your 10 minutes, your 5 minutes of questioning. Then both of you will step out, we'll debate, and then we'll invite the winner back in and answer right in the middle. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let me get your presentation ready. Floor is yours.
I'm a huge math nerd. That there is me getting an award in student council. It was a superlative for being the most thing to talk about capitalists. Bless you. So, you know, super cool there. I love concerts. My first one was Taylor Swift. That's Chase Atlantic. And then that's my dog, Archie, who I'm going home to see this weekend in Vegas. Some of my qualifications. So I was on the school organization team and the school growth fund in high school for 2 years. So what those meant was that I was dealing with policy and finance with people and faculty, like our principal, vice principal, and some club leaders. And so with the SGF, I was helping with the extra money that was coming in from things like the like kind of snack shack place and deciding where that money needs to go. As well as with SST, that was where I would like sign off on all the checks that would be. I had 4 years of student council experience, as my lovely president Sophia told you guys. I had a total of 5 different positions, one of which I have for 3 years, which is where I planned all of our sporting events for a school that has them. I also made the dean's list for both of my colleges last semester, and I'm a Clubs and Arts intern currently. I've learned so much about ASUN from this internship, and I've been very grateful for that opportunity and all of the amazing interns that I've met through them. I have volunteered about every week since I was roughly 13 years old. It's a huge part of who I am and my family as well. It's helped me build so much character, and the two that I listed here, Camp Invention, is where I got to do a summer camp and teach kids about math and other sciences, which was really fun. And then food distribution, my mom and I set up a program in the southern of Las Vegas where people are really underserved with food opportunities just because a lot of the homeless can see in North Las Vegas, so a lot of the food pantries are up there. So we were able to hand out food for about 4 years before I came out. Some outreach I've done, I did talk to the College of Science dean about what she sees being good for senators and what she wants to see from us now and in the future. And then I talked to Senator Saperito on the record about his JV sci-fi and all the things he's doing with that. Like I said, distribution is extremely important to me, and I'm so happy with what the committee has done, and I hope to see more moving forward from it. I reached out to Gov Affairs. I'll talk more about that in a minute, but they said that they can't have an actual meeting with me at the moment just to avoid any sort of conflict of interest with me running, but I again, I'll touch more on why I reached out to him in a second. I reached out to Senator Evans, and he's probably tired of hearing from me at this point, but he taught me so much about America's Got Talent and just like hypothetical questions no one should be asking. But him and the Speaker Pro Tem Dilamas, they have taught me so much about the Senate and Robert's rules, what counts as outreach, how to write legislation. And then obviously I've been here every week for I think the past 6 Senate meetings. I can't explain to you what it's like to watch someone vote on if they could vote, to vote on a piece, to vote. It was complicated, and I think the only way to really know what that was like was to be here. With my science goals, political involvement and communication. So as I'm sure most of you know, the College of Science is one of the 2 least politically involved colleges, along with public health. So I want to talk more with Gov Affairs about what they're currently doing for the College of Science, and see what we can do more to table and get out there and make sure people are registering to vote and understand how science and politics are interacting because they're very intertwined. Also, with communication, I want to do something similar to what you just said in your pitch with the honors letter. I actually have a friend of mine send it to me every week because I learned so much from it, and I think it's great. And I think there's also a lack of community within the College of Science, and hopefully them seeing the events and things going on. My campus goals are food insecurity and school city community. So food insecurity, I spoke on that already, but 2 things I want to see with that are pamphlets with information on other food banks, because we're only able to give out 3 bags of food a week to these people, and some of them need a lot more than that. I know I buy 3 bags of groceries every week on top of having a meal plan, so even if they're not able to get there, I think it'd be great for them to have the information. Also, I floated the idea of breakfast to go bags, or like a breakfast to go station. So we're able to bring in more food and give people some breakfast options besides having to wake up like an hour earlier just to go to the dining hall, because I know I don't like to do that. And I also don't like wasting a meal so I want just grab a piece of food. With school and city community, this was something I talked to our dean about that she presented as an idea to me, of the idea of really making Reno feel like a college town, which was one of the big things that drew me to UNR over UNLV, is having that sense of community within my town, and I want to make sure that people, you know, even if they don't attend UNR, feel like they have a place on this campus, which is going to take a lot of work, a lot of time, and a lot of trial and error, which is why I did file for next session as well. So hopefully, if I get elected today, I can continue to work on that next session as well. But, yeah, thank you.
Alrighty, are there any senators with questions? Stick your hands out far and wide. All right, hold on. Calderon, Moss, Kitsch, DeBarger, Strunk, Radke, Barris, any others? All right, list goes as follows. Calderon, Moss, Kitsch, DeBarger, Strunk, Radke, and Barris. Senator Calderon, go ahead.
I just want to know, what do you think the most important thing you've learned in all meetings that you've been to?
I think the most important thing I've learned is that everyone's voice matters here. I think there's a lot of places that, or a lot of populations that are represented here and a lot of populations that aren't. I look at College of Science specifically, there's 3 seats taken, 2 are by men, and there's 1 empty seat. But College of Science is about 60% women, so I think that the other seat should be filled by women just to actually accurately represent our population.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Thank you, Ms. Scherchel. Just a quick question for you. I just wanted to ask, what do you think is the most applicable thing you learned in clubs and orgs that you could apply to being an ASUN senator?
It's a great question. It's twofold, because I've learned so much from CORA about all the different departments. I got to meet so many people from that, so I think having those connections is really great for Senate, because you're often, you send your legislation to like a list of 20 people who have it, so knowing those people on a personal level is nice, as well as understanding just how involved clubs are and how much that they understand that as a senator reaching out to those clubs, you're able to reach a lot of people through that without having to reach out to 20 people that president of their club knows a lot.
Thank you.
Senator Kitsch.
I think you're doing the same and you're flattered. Even the vendor of the last 6 meetings, you know what I'm about to ask,
yes.
But a big part of being a senator is sitting on at least 2 out of our 6 committees. If you're planning tonight, what you can do as well?
To your question, I would love to sit on Budget and Finance as well as DCE, as well as Sci-Fi. I know Sci-Fi doesn't have two, but I know from last I heard that Budget and Finance was full, so probably ASA.
It is also full now.
Are you full now?
Yes,
well,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Senator Barger.
Hi, thank you for your presentation. What did the dean say when you talked to her about like how senators should be acting and what she wants to see from us?
She talked a little bit about how some people can kind of have a misconception of what senators can do versus what they can't do. We talked a lot about like the demographics in political science, and then also, like I mentioned, we talked a lot about the feeling of community and everything like that. And then she also did talk about the backup issue.
Cool. Senator Strunk.
Thank you so much for coming out here. I just have a few questions, but just one. More or less about the school and community idea. Can you expand a little more about that and what kind of specific ideas you have to support that?
Yeah, so with something like that, it's not something that we can just like write out a piece of legislation and pass, right? One of the ideas that I had that I would like to see kind of in tandem with our homecoming stuff, because that tends to be in October, I would love to see a trunk or treat where we can bring out kids from like the local elementary schools and middle schools, could see some high schools like interacting, stuff like that, giving people more of a place on. Sorry, my roommates are all out there. They just walked up. I just want to see more where we're inviting the community and not just people from UNR that we're like getting out there and advertising ourselves.
Yeah. Senator Radke. Senator Barris.
Thank you so much for your presentation. I appreciate all the hard work that you put in. You probably know what I'm going to ask as well. How do you handle conflict resolution?
Oh, I love that question. For me, when I think about conflict, it often stems from misunderstanding. So I try and take a step back and ask myself beforehand what I want out of the conversation. Because if you're not doing that, you can go into the conversation with just this idea of trying to win, where you're raising your voices and things just aren't productive. But when I find that I ask myself what I'm wanting out of this conversation, this conflict, it tends to be a much more productive conversation.
Thank you. Senator Lawson.
Thank you once again for taking the time today to come present to us. I think you have some good ideas for outreach to your college, but is there any like, specific projects or issues that in your college that you'd like to tackle?
The specific issue is the political involvement, for sure. I think that is something that hurts the college a lot because, as we've seen with the current administration, they are attacking research a lot, which is hard to see, and a lot of students are really busy or they think that it doesn't affect them, so they kind of ignore the issue. But I think getting out there and showing them that this does matter, that this does affect them, and getting their education, being able to do research, is really important.
Thank you.
Any other senators with questions at this time? Senator Barger, go ahead.
Another question. You said that you learned a lot from Senator Moss and Senator Evans about outreach, and I just want to push a little bit like what that looks like to you. Because we have three senators who are called to science, like, what are you going to add to our outreach that would improve it for our constitution?
Yeah, I really want to focus in on making sure that women's voices feel heard within the College of Science. Also, with being from clubs and orgs, knowing those College of Science like clubs and stuff like that, and being able to reach out to them and see what their needs and concerns are. Also, with coming from Nevada Teach as well, those are all science majors as well as teaching majors, so understanding their needs as well.
Any other questions at this time? All right, thank you so much. floor is yours.
Hi, everybody. I'm Hunter Lutton. I'm running for Eastern College Science. Just a little bit of introduction about myself. Like I said, my name is Jorge. My major is in psychology. Some of my credentials include I am the president and founder of Baile Folklorico Sin Plata, the first and only Baile Folklorico club here on campus. Another thing I did, I was a research assistant for the Office of Diversity and Inclusion for a semester. I've been doing research here at the University of Nevada, Reno for two of my 3 years here. So that's been fun. And I also worked in the Department of Engineering doing K-12 outreach. So what we do is we go to Washoe schools and do kind of hands-on lessons about engineering for the kids. So my main goal for my position here at the Senate would be to create an inclusive College of Science where students from all backgrounds feel supported, represented, and empowered to succeed through equitable access to resources, mentoring, and research opportunities, which I'll get into a bit. And a little bit more about myself, some of my hobbies include working out, dancing, playing instruments, and reading. So going through my academic and professional qualifications, like I said, I was a research assistant for the Office of DEI. One of the things I did for another one of my research positions was I worked with the Catholic Church St. Peter Canisius out in Sun Valley. What I did there is I assisted some graduate students with research on their thesis, but through that research, we provided equitable mental health access to communities that otherwise would not receive those types of workshops and treatments and things like that. Another thing that I'm really big on is my involvement and participation in the Multicultural Group Council. So while I'm not a part of any Multicultural Group Council organizations, me and the club work closely with those organizations. So some Lambda Phi Xi, Nu Alpha Kappa, Sigma Omega Nu, we've done events in collaboration with them, as well as working with them with things like performances and community events. And then, like I said, I am the current president and founder of Baile Folklorico Sin Plata. So we do a lot of both work here on campus with things like Vamos Pack. We've done events with the football games, just to bring our culture, the Mexican culture, the Latino culture to campus, and that's one of my big things. And then another thing I want to talk about is my 3.34 GPA, which does exceed the 2.0 requirement for Senate. So I just want to talk about some of my goals for the ASUN and campus in general. So starting with increased student engagement and representation. And when I say this, I really mean for people that typically come from backgrounds that don't receive this kind of engagement and representation here on campus. So again, those Latinos, those people, those minorities that are underrepresented on campus. So I want to expand outreach. That's one of my big goals, is expanding outreach for Latinos and making sure all the students are aware and involved with ASUN events. Another thing I want to do is give students of all backgrounds, so again, those minorities and Latinos, everybody that is underrepresented here on campus, access to any and all campus programs and benefits. And when I say access, I don't mean general access. I mean, again, more of that outreach side of things and making sure everyone's aware of all the resources that come with their tuition and the benefits that we all get on campus. So one thing I learned last semester, and I've been here for 3 years, is about the Nevada Money Mentors. So that's one thing I know a lot of people that aren't aware of the Nevada Money Mentors were people that aren't coming from out of town, that are living on campus, that are going from home to school and home to school. I want to make those programs more accessible. I also want to talk about transparency with students about the things going in, not only within the ASUN, but the College of Science. So I was kind of unaware and oblivious to the fact that we even had a Senate until last year. So, and again, 3 years here, and I didn't know about it. So I want to make that more accessible to the people that aren't moving here and living around campus, but people that are from here that are coming and going to school. Another thing I want to do is advocate for our student needs and resources. So again, those minorities. I want to strengthen the communication between students and university leadership. So when I was starting the club, I was lucky enough to have Osvaldo Jimenez, who is the, I believe it's Latinx and Hispanic government community relations. So I was lucky enough to have him help me out with starting the club and doing that outreach. But I know a lot of people that aren't that fortunate to have those relationships. And I think I want to make the communication between students and people like that more accessible and just, again, more outreach for things like that. Another thing I want to do is address concerns related to academic affordability, mental health, and campus life. So a lot of the things going on my own campus, I wasn't aware of because I was coming to the university and just going home. So that ties in again to that outreach portion that I talk about. Another thing I want to do is support students' leadership development as well as professional development. So I want to provide more opportunities for students to become leaders. Like I said, I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to work with Osvaldo Jimenez, but a lot of people don't have the opportunity to learn leadership roles, and then they go into places like graduate school and things like that where they don't really know how to be a leader. And I think, again, opening up these opportunities for professional skills through workshops, events, and student boards would help students with feeling more comfortable in those leadership roles, again, particularly underrepresented and minority students. So moving on to some of my goals for the College of Science specifically, I want to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. So in my research, I learned a lot about diversity, equity, and inclusion in Nevada, and I think it's something we need to work on. So I want to increase access, retention, and success of underrepresented and marginalized students, not only here on campus, but as a whole, and I think the College of Science is a good place to start. So I think, like I said, connecting students with leaders, so those partnerships and mentorship programs. So I know we have Dean's Future Scholars here on campus, which is for Reno students, the Washoe County School District students. We also have programs like, I think it's First in the Pack and Trio that help these students. So I think connecting students to these mentorship opportunities will help them a lot. Not only with their academics, but again, like I said, I wasn't aware of a lot of the resources that are here on campus, so things like the health center, things like the counseling center, because I was coming and going to school, so community. And I want to make those more accessible to students like this. Like I talked about, research has been a big part of my education here at UNR, and I think it's prepared me for applying to grad school next fall. So I want to connect mentors and research advisors with students that have interest in their similar areas of research. So I was fortunate enough, again, I've been very fortunate here on campus, but I know students that are in the Bachelor's of Science psych program like I am, and are, like, have no idea how to start with their research credit. So I want to connect students with mentors that actually have interest in their similar areas of research and what they plan on doing with their career in graduate school. And I think this would help break the barrier between students and faculty, because a lot of times when before I did research, I felt kind of a wall between myself and my professors, but once I really got into that research aspect of things, I felt more of a connection with my professors, and I think that helped my career a lot. And like I said, these research programs, especially in the STEM fields, research is a big part of what we do in graduate school. So I want to prepare our students for graduate school through these research experiences. Finally, which ties into almost everything I've talked about, these things will help strengthen and support academic success for underrepresented and minority students. So I want to increase access to tutoring and PASS for students of different backgrounds. Another thing I'm going to say, I know a lot of students that can't make PASS and can't make these tutoring sessions because they have to go home to take care of their siblings, or they have to go home to, or they have to go to work because they live here. They don't come here to study and go back home. They have families here that require their attention. So I want to increase the access to tutoring and PASS with more flexible options. So making more Zoom virtual online options, also stipulating requirements for past mentors to have those formats accessible for those students. And all of these things will support a timely graduation for students that are, again, moving here, staying here, studying here, but are from here. Thank you guys.
Alrighty, thank you so much for your presentation. Any senators with questions who would like to start us off, put your hands out far and wide so I can put your name down. Issa, Potter, Lawson, Kitsch, apologies. Barris, Castro, Bardwaj, any others? List goes as follows: Issa, Potter, Kitsch, Barris, Castro, Bardwaj. Bardwaj, okay. Senator Issa, go ahead.
Parliamentarian Issa, for the record, thank you so much for your presentation. You list a whole lot of things that you want to do during your tenure as a senator here, and given that we only have a few more months left in the session and that you have not filed to run for re-election, How can you ensure that, one, either everything you want to do actually does get done, or to prepare your successor for continuing what you want to get done?
So what I'm dealing with a lot right now, and I'm going to talk about my club for a second, is leaving the club in a good place so that people can pick up where I left off. And I think that's something I do want to do with this position, since there's just limited time left. I want to pour a strong foundation through, again, making things like class and things like that more accessible, to kind of start a trend of making these things more accessible for these underrepresented and minority students.
Senator Potter.
You said you were applying to graduate school. What do you want to do?
I'm interested in clinical psychology, so SMI research, schizophrenia, things like that. I have several programs I'm interested in applying to.
Senator Kitch.
As you may or may not know, senators are required to sit on two out of our six committees. If you're chosen by which two committees do you think I
am? Again, like I talked about, diversity, equity is a big part of what I do and what I'm passionate about, so that would definitely be one of the committees. Can you familiarize me with another couple of committees if it's possible?
Yeah, sure. That's okay. We have one that's like budget and finance that handles our budget, so $3.2 million. We have one, I'm the chair of the Academic Student Affairs Committee, that's a lot of like university admin stuff. We have a safety, sustainability, and wellness committee. They're on a variety of different topics.
I think probably the one that speaks to me the most would be the Academic and Student Affairs, just because, like I talked about, I want to make these programs on campus accessible for these students that are not receiving, kind of, aren't even aware of what's happening. So it would definitely be those diversity, equity, and then those student
committees. Senator Barris.
Senator Barris, for the record, thank you so much for your presentation. How do you handle conflict resolution?
So as a leader in my club, we have had conflict like most leadership positions. Usually what we do is we'll have a meeting with whoever the conflict's with. We just talk about it, talk about what the issues we're having are. What we had recently, we had, I'm not going to get into details, but we did have some issues with our leadership. So we held an e-board meeting. We all spoke about our concerns and came up with a plan for action. I think that's the best way to go about things professionally, is meet in a professional setting, address concerns, and make a plan for moving forward. So that's how I would address conflict.
Thank you.
Senator Castro.
Thank you for your presentation. I have two questions, if you would like. First off, can you elaborate on the specifics of what you did for mental health in the San Valley community?
So we went to the church in San Valley, which my parents were very familiar with. I had gone there a lot. I had performed violent political there. So when I was doing, I had my mentors, my research advisors. They were collecting data for their thesis by doing mental health workshops for the Latinos in the community at the San Valley Church. So it would usually be a presentation. We'd take questions, we'd do youth forums, and provide these communities with skills for managing anxiety, depression, things like that, as well as connecting them with resources within the community that they could have access to.
Awesome. May I ask an additional?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask a question which you have full rights to not answer. Why have you not filed to run for the upcoming session?
This is kind of, on my part, an issue, but I had thought I filed and I missed a piece of information and I had a little bit of a hiccup over the weekend and I was unable to file, but I think I can kickstart the goals I want to serve during these few months.
Thank you.
Senator Bardwash. Any other senators with questions at this time? Senator Newbell.
Senator Newbell, for the record, just to kind of go off, I know that you had said you had an issue filing. If hypothetically all four seats will be filled, but if someone did leave in like that first month, would you be open to coming back?
100%. So it was a big goal of mine to join the Senate this semester, and the situation that happened was really unfortunate. So again, I have a lot of big goals and ideas and things that need to come not only to the College of Science, but the ASU and the campus in general. I would love the opportunity to be able to fill those goals myself. But again, if I'm able to kickstart those goals for someone else to fulfill, I'd be more than happy.
Lovely. And then I had one question as well. Just so I don't mispronounce it, how do you say your last name again?
Benvenuto.
Okay. Alrighty. Any other questions at this time? Alrighty. Thank you so much. going to move on to a debate, so. Cool. Alrighty. I know this is going to be a tough debate, but does anyone want to start us off? Alright. Stick your hands out far and wide if you would like to speak. Evans, Radke, Lawson, Castro. Any others? Okay. Let's go as follows. Evan, Radke, Lawson, and Castro. Senator Evans, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I will be abstaining tonight. My chem lab went a little longer than I thought it would, and I was halfway through Bree's presentation when I got here. So I will not be voting. I will say I think both these candidates are really good. I think you can't go wrong with either. But what I will say, I've been working with Ms. Churchill for the last couple weeks. I was introduced by Cora because she was in Carlson Morgan's, just like how I was. And she moved to Senate, or as you know, she's filed and stuff like that. I don't think it's at least pretty rare you see a candidate with so much passion as someone like Ms. Churchill. I mean, I filed and ran and won my seat, but I didn't come to Senate meetings when I was in Clubs and Orgs, and I still felt passionate about Senate. But there's like a real passion it takes to come to these meetings in the audience and take notes and try to understand what it's like, and then to file for the election and like present to us. You know, it reminds me of Senator Newbell, right? Senator Issa, you guys come to mind. You guys are great senators. But like I said, I will be abstaining. But just from my own personal experience, I think Brianna's really qualified for this position.
Senator Radke.
I think we have two really great candidates, but I would like to point out the fact that Ms. Churchill knew that sci-fi didn't count as a committee, because you need to have two committees and the special committee. I think that points out that she's been paying attention while she's been here every week, and it shows a passion for Senate. But like I said, we have really two great candidates.
Senator Lawson.
I think candidate Churchill is definitely the stronger of the two candidates. She shows drive, like Senator Evans said, showing up to 6 weeks of Senate meetings. It's pretty crazy. I just wish she would have talked more about like specific issues for college besides just advocating for political involvement. I mean, we have 8 people who are running for the College of Science, and so every seat is going to be filled. Even though it is one of those like underrepresented colleges, I just wish she would have some more specific issues that she wants to tackle during her time at the table, if she gets elected.
Senator Castro.
Disclaimer, I appreciate this example. I think we all at the table understand that our candidate, Ms. Churchill, has truly brought a lot of dedication to this table, being here today. But it would not be right in my heart of heart if I did not advocate for Mr. Bundo, because I am very endeared by the story of non-traditional students who care deeply for our commuters and other students who are very much not represented at this table. And while I think Ms. Churchill is incredible, I do just want everyone to consider perhaps not only just the diversity that we bring to the table, but also the unique perspective that we look at towards that third graphic.
Senator Calderon.
I had the opportunity to dorm with Jorge last year, so I got to see all the involvement he had on campus, and I do believe he's a great candidate. I just really dislike the fact that he wasn't able to file, and I understand that hiccups happen, things don't always go through, but I think if we're going to elect someone in office, I'd rather them start the groundwork for the next session. And I think Brianna gives the best chance to do that, and I think she'll use all her involvement, all her previous experience to build upon that and do well in the 94th.
Senator McAndrews.
Yes. So after I saw both of those presentations, I was like, "Woof! This is going to be one heck of a debate." One thing I need to say is Ms. Churchill, she has really been thinking about it and ruminating on it. I was helping out with the club fair, and she was on me and asking me questions, and it was great. It's like she's super excited. But for Nuto, wow, he has some really great actionable plans. And one thing that about Reno and UNR is we do have quite a large Latino community here, and I don't think we necessarily highlight that. So for students that especially first gen students, some of them don't even know that we have resources like Trio. So for someone that has such a great community outreach when it comes to the Latino community, that could be really, really helpful for just our greater student body, right? Also too, he is still like, I think he said he's third year. So he has one more year, guys. So regardless to say, we have one candidate that's already filed, ready to go, right? She's still gonna be an intern, she's still gonna stay in ASUN. And needless to say, there's still one more election that our other candidate can still file for and run, and might as well maybe put our foot in the door now, get some momentum started, and then maybe continue later. I don't know. Some food for thought, I guess.
Senator Bardwaj.
Yeah, I'll move the previous question ahead a bit here because it seems like we're all on the same page, but I'll just harp on that really quickly from Senator McAndrews. I think a lot of us we here were on the ASUN elections page, and I think Ms. Churchill was the first to file to run for college science, so that definitely speaks to the volume of how engaged she is already with the Senate, and just coming to Senate meetings without being in Senate, it's crazy for sure. I think the continuing on work is a little bit of a non-factor here for me because we have 8 people running in the College of Science, who knows who's gonna get it, but I definitely like the opportunity for her to continue the work that she's doing, whereas what happened with Mr. Benuto was obviously unfortunate, but the chips fell, I forgot the phrase, the chips fell. I'll leave it at that, I like that opportunity for her to continue the work she's doing, whereas having the hiccup with Benuto and then having someone take over for his spot and maybe the work that he wants to do, the next senator that takes that seat doesn't really share the same perspective, so that just time gets wasted. Ms. Churchill seems very engaged, very excited to work in the College of Science, so I'll move the previous question.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Calderon. Is there any dissent?
Dissent.
Please state your reason for dissent.
Parliamentarian, just for the record, we do have 2 senators still in line to speak, and I also disagree with the fact that we're all united behind Churchill. I think there's been multiple perspectives for both candidates, and I'd like to hear those perspectives before we move to the vote.
With that being said, Senator Kitsch.
I think that Ms. Churchill, I think we have 2 extremely qualified candidates, and we are pretty lucky to have these people. And she's really qualified. I think that Mr. Benito also offers a really unique experience. And while, in my opinion, it really sucks that he wasn't able to apply to run, I can see him working in other areas of ASU next semester. So if he were, elected tonight, I'm not worried. I don't think he's only going to fall face the planet come April. I think that he could be working to just in other areas of ASUN or of campus. And as Grace mentioned, we are a Hispanic serving institution. I would like to add that, as Senator Bardwaj said, elections haven't happened yet. There is no real setting the groundwork for the 94th. As a first generation student myself, I think it's really important that we have that representation, and having someone that comes from that background is able to speak to programs like TRIO and First in the Path is really important. I like
Senator Newbell.
I think we have 2 really good candidates, and either way, I'm happy. But I do have to hit home the idea of Ms. Churchill's passion. She has a wonderful drive, it seems, and she could have said, let me wait, let me campaign, and let me hopefully win a spot, but she said, I have things I want to get done now, and that's her goal here. And I think that having her at this table, we could get a lot done.
Senator McAndrews and Senator Calderon.
Okay, guys. I have 2 points, all right? So first one is, let's forget what's coming up in April. Let's focus on who's the best candidate now, right? Anything can happen in these next months. So let's focus on what we know now and what we can do within this given session, right? Second thing is, you can have all the passion in the world, you can be super excited, but if you don't necessarily have direction, you can go anywhere and you can't really get anything done. There's not like an end goal, right? I find that our candidate Bernuto had like a goal. He had like planted the seeds for like the overall thing, right? He has steps to go. And honestly, Senator Kish brought up a really good point too. Like, if he gets in the foot in the door with Senate through ASUN, like, who's gonna say he might be like the director of like IDEA next semester or something, and maybe show like different opportunities and branches within ASUN? So, yes.
Alrighty, with that, debate is now over. With that being said, due to the fact that I think there's still a lot of room for debate, I'm seeking a motion to extend debate by 15 minutes through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there any dissent? Any objections? With that being said, debate has been extended by 15 minutes. Senator Calderon, go ahead.
There's a lot of points going around. I think we all agree with this, that both would be great senators. One thing I do want to point out, though, is that Brianna has shown up to six Senate meetings and given up six Wednesday nights in the past 6 weeks to sit and listen to us talk for 3 hours. That takes a lot of heart, a lot of passion, a lot of drive. I know you guys said, you know, it doesn't really matter if they have passion, they might not end up doing it with that passion, but to sit there and have goals and form goals off of our goals and what we're doing at the table speaks to me a lot, and I wouldn't want to sit here if I wasn't an actual senator. She has done that throughout the whole semester and not the whole year.
Senator Bardwaj.
Okay, I'll be a little more cynical. So starting off, I'll start off in Minuto first. I'm okay with like kind of factoring out what's going to happen in the election, because like I said, like we don't know what's going to happen. But specifically, we can definitely focus on how much time we have left, which is not a lot in context, right? And like a lot of the ideas that Minuto has are not going to work on a very surface level, so I'll go through them. First, academic research opportunities. The college tax is getting deep fried by the current administration in terms of academic research opportunities. So like us as senators, we already kind of have our hands tied. And when we spoke to the Dean Hope Weeks and like the three of us, then Senator Levy and then current Senator DeBarger and I, when we brought up this potential for more academic research opportunities, she was like, she kind of like laughed in our faces. So that's probably not gonna work. Connecting mentors and research advisors with students, I actually think is a good idea. I think that if we do end up voting Benito, I really don't think there's any way we can go wrong. So if we do end up voting for him, I think that this is definitely something that can probably work out and is probably a whole. And then support for academic success kind of goes into the same thing as academic research opportunities. It's not really gonna work. And then increased access to tutoring in past sessions. I didn't get a chance to ask this, but I'm still kind of confused as to how this is gonna play out. Like, is he gonna go to each professor and then talk to them and talk about like expanding access, having Zoom links, I think he touched on, or is he gonna go to the department? Like, we don't really know. Either way, I don't think it's very unique to be, like, you don't need to uniquely be a senator to accomplish this. So like, I think the biggest trading ship, I guess, Benito has is connecting mentors and research advisors with students. And then in terms of like general advocacy for ASUN, I think that he's making a lot of good headway with like mental health focused initiatives and like expanding access for the Latino community. I think that he has a lot of good headway there over Churchill. And I agree with Senator Lawson's point that, I think it was Senator Lawson that said that Churchill is kind of focused on like the political engagement aspect of College of Science. So even when we're comparing like initiatives that they both have, which I think is the most important thing that we should take away when we get like 2 or 3 months left in the session, I think that the new show actually probably hit the edge. So I'd probably already been swayed towards the new show. I think that like it's great that she's coming to all these meetings, Churchill, I mean, and like. Is showing all this interest in ASUN and the Senate, given that there's 2-3 months left, I think that this new perspective that is coming in is probably something that should be prioritized. So I'm probably going to end up voting for it.
Senator Saporito.
I just wanted to say that you don't need to have the title to be a senator. You don't need to have the title to be a civic leader to pass legislation, get it sponsored, or to continue fighting for these initiatives. And it applies to both candidates, too. They're both incredibly passionate. So why are we worried that if they don't get the job, that they're stopping the civic leaders, civic leaders. I just want to put that on the table.
Senator Castro.
I just quickly want to address some of the things that have been said in the discussion so far. First off, I'd say that if we judged our ideas, more specifically ideas regarding diversity and inclusion based on their feasibility, who we find that in the world we live in, my committee would be considered useless. Because it's hard to do these things, especially from the perspective of students. So I'm not necessarily sitting here thinking that the fact that Mr. Grinto's plans may be hard to do is something we should be voting against him on the basis of. In fact, I'm thinking that because these things are hard to do, what better than having somebody else on the ship who can help us get there, especially now. I see Ms. Churchill as someone who would be likely to continue working, especially as a senator in the next coming session. And what I think now is that we're given the opportunity to let somebody else hold this for the moment. Let somebody else proverbially get the ball started and run it towards this diversity at the individual goal more specifically. And I think diversifying this field was never a bad thing. Mr. Mitchell made a mistake. He made a mistake in not filing, and those things happen. And living as Latino in America, I know for a fact that these things happen, and they're even worse when you recognize that you have the opportunity to do something coming from a place where you're not normally given that voice. And I really do resonate with the story of Mr. Grinto, because commuting is something that genuinely does make your life harder when you're cautioned. My brother was someone like Mr. Grinto. It took him 6 years to graduate. He's still in the Master's of Social Work program. We need to give these people chances. That's what I say.
Senator Lawson.
I think it's pretty easy to sit here and be like, what if Benito goes on to become a director? What if he doesn't? You know? I think it's hard to vote based on what ifs. I think we need to look more about who's more qualified for the position. I think that doing your research and showing drive and being an intern, if she's this passionate, has put this much effort in and she's not even a senator yet, then imagine how much effort she's going to put in when she is a senator. I think it's a pretty like direct correlation. Coming to Senate for 6 weeks and taking the time out of your own day to do that, like, not very many students do come to the Senate meetings. And knowing about like the committees and obviously like being an intern already, like it shows drive and passion. And once she becomes a senator, I think she's going to carry that on and go on to do great things. I think both candidates, you know, have good ideas. So they could both make great candidates, but again, it's like, what if, you know, like they both could go on and be good candidates, but who's more qualified? Who should we be looking at that's more qualified to fit this role to represent all of the students in the culture of science?
Senator Strunk.
I believe both these candidates are very good. We already talked about it, but I believe with Brianna, she definitely has a good insight and knowledge that I believe that she has more knowledge than I even do. She sat on more Senate meetings I have. I believe she's much more knowledgeable with more of the internal facts with ASUN, kind of how to actually do bills. I believe she can get her ideas done faster. Because when is, I know this ASUN 93rd session to be over soon, so I'm thinking more short term, how can she get her RD deals proposed? And I think what she already has planned can get done soon, and I think she's probably the most likely candidate compared to the new, what's his name, I think he's great too. He brings a lot of inclusion with diversity, which we don't have on this board. Or if we can acknowledge that more. But I believe who want me to get more facts and more data-driven, I believe she would be the best candidate.
Speaker Pro Tempore Mosbah, Senator Newball, I got you.
I've appreciated the discussion we've had today. I think we say this every time we have candidates, but we have great candidates that have come before us. I want to echo the sentiments of some of my colleagues that we shouldn't be thinking about what ifs in regards to the election. We should be focusing on the work that we're doing now. We should be focusing on who has the best opportunity to make the biggest impact. And so I agree with, I think as Senator Kitch, Senator Strunk, Senator Castro expressed that sentiment. I've had the unique opportunity to work with Ms. Churchill from her being an education major. She's a Nevada Teach student. I'm a PAC Teach student. So our programs interact very frequently. And just to interact with her in the environment that is ASUN, I've seen a lot of growth, a lot of opportunities for education. She's been coming to Senate. I feel like it's more than 6 weeks, if I'm honest with you. I know we had winter break, but She's been a fantastic person, very dedicated. I've gotten the chance to sit down with her and discuss issues that are happening not only to the College of Science, but also to the College of Education, because she's that Nevada Teach student. I like her ideas. To the politically active, I think she means more than just who sits at this table. I think she's talking also about civically engaged on our local, state, and federal level, which I think is an issue that spans more than just the College of Science. So I'm glad that someone's talking about that. I know she talked about the College of Public Health and that issue. And I also think that her wanting to be a communicator for her college, that's what our jobs are, is to be representatives and communicators on issues coming to our student body. Right now I'm leaning towards Ms. Schurschel to vote for tonight. I think she's a fantastic candidate. But I also think Mr. Benuto, is that how you say it? Thank you. Benuto is a fantastic candidate as well. I think he brings a very diverse background to this table. I think he has a lot of great ideas that could be actionable in the February, March, April, in the last 3 months, 2-3 months that we have. I think he could make such a big impact for the students in his college as well. I'd like to see where debate goes. I don't think this conversation is over yet, but that's where I'm leaning. But yeah, I'd like to hear what other people have to say.
To echo the sentiments of Speaker Pro Tem Formas, we do have 2 months left in the session. So keep that in mind for context when you guys are, I know we said don't think about what ifs. I just kind of want to tell you guys, like, we do have 2 months left. So just want to put that out there. Senator Neubel.
I just want to say one more thing. I really like the idea of diversity at this table. I think diversity is something that needs to be expanded upon. And Mr. Benito is someone that can do that with his Puerto Rican background. However, as Ms. Churchill said, 60% of the College of Science is women. There are 4 seats. 3 are filled, 2 by men, 1 by women. And I don't think we should count her out, you know, because she does have that diverse thing. Woman is her own best voice, and by having Ms. Churchill at that table, she will only be helping the 60% of the College of Science that is woman, and I think that she can greatly represent that.
Any other senators with debate? Senator DeBarger.
When I joined Senate, I did not really know anything. I did know the committees were, I think, which committee I was leaning toward, but I didn't know much about ASUN. I didn't know Senate existed up until a few months before I applied to be on it. And I see it as a learning opportunity for people who don't know about ASUN. I thought that ASUN was like a club that I could not join because I hadn't been a part of it since I was a freshman. And that's just not the case. And we have an opportunity in the end of the session to bring in new people and show them what ASUN is like and provide them with the same learning opportunity that I got, that other new senators got. And I also don't think that because someone's not an intern or they're not involved in ASUN, because I wasn't, that doesn't mean that they don't have passion. And if they don't come to Senate meetings, that doesn't mean they don't have passion. Yes, you can look up on the Senate meetings are, but I never did that. I didn't know that they were happening. I didn't know what Senate was. And I don't think that shows a lack of passion. It shows you're driven in other areas as well. Like you mentioned that he founded a club on campus. Is anybody in that club? Great. So that's what, at least 20 constituents who none of us know that could be represented at this table. If that were so.
Any other points of discussion? Alrighty. Seeing none, we're going to be moving on to a vote for agenda item 12, approval of appointments of senators and ASUN officials. When your last name is called, you will indicate your vote by the nominee of your choice by calling your last name. Sound good? Go ahead.
Senator Atkinson?
Benito.
Senator Barris?
Benito.
Senator Barjwash? Senator Bolander?
Benito.
Senator Burroughs? Sorry. Senator Burroughs?
Benito.
Senator Calderon?
Sure.
Senator Castro?
Benito.
Senator Dayton?
Benito.
Senator DeBarger?
Benito.
Senator Evans?
Boy.
Senator Huang?
Absent.
Parliamentarian Issa?
Yes.
Senator Kitch?
Benito.
Senator Lawson?
Sure.
Senator McAndrews?
Benito.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss?
Churchill.
Senator Neubel?
Churchill.
Senator Potter?
Benito.
Senator Radke?
Benito.
Senator Saporito?
Benito.
Senator Strunk?
Churchill.
Senator Avila?
Boyd.
Two oys, one absent.
Six to 13.
For?
Six for Churchill, 13 for Benito.
Okay. We'll call candidates back in. Good debate, guys. I really like that. Says so every time we have candidates come out, this is the worst part of the job. I hate this part. I wish I was able to offer you both a seat, but unfortunately we can only offer you one. But I would like to say congratulations to Mr. Bernugo. Raise your right hand or repeat after me.
Sorry.
I state your name.
I, Pongeren
Ogle, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the Associated Students.
Of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well.
And that I will well.
And faithfully discharge.
And faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
On which I'm about to enter.
On which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations, Senator.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. Cool. All right. Okay. Alrighty, moving back up to agenda item 8, reports of agent officers. Is there anybody? No. Moving down to agenda item 9, reports of Senate committee, starting off at the Senate Committee on Academics and Student Affairs. Senator Kitch. Moving down to the Committee on Budget and Finance, Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Budget and Finance met this Tuesday to elect a vice chair. Congratulations to Senator Lawson. Very, very good presentation. We're excited to start financial reviews at our next meeting once former Chair Maselli sends me over the editable financial review form. We'll be able to get that out. The first accounts that are probably going to be getting called in are the concert and clubs and orgs. From there on, we'll probably be calling in about 3 accounts at a time. So we're looking forward to financial reviews. Our next meeting will not be next week, but the week after on Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m.
Lovely. Moving down to the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement, Parliamentarian Issa.
Good evening, everyone. DCE will be meeting on Tuesday, February 17th at 7:30 p.m. At our last meeting, we just went over reports and approved some minutes. And before I figure out what we're going to do at our next meeting, I still need to have a couple of conversations. So members of the committee, just stay, wait for the agenda. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Cool. Senator Castro with the Committee of IDEA.
The committee is scheduled to meet this upcoming Friday at 4:30. I've already sent out a reminder, and we'll also be hearing a presentation from the Office of IDEA to Senator Burroughs.
Moving on to the Committee on Government Operations, Senator Bolander.
GovOps met last Wednesday morning. We sent 5 pieces from that meeting that we will be seeing today. We're going to meet next Wednesday at 10 a.m.
Moving down to the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness, Senator Barris.
Senator Barris, for the record, hey guys, I hope that you guys are all doing well. SSW will be meeting next week at 4 p.m. in room 317. We'll be hearing a presentation from the ADA committee within the facility services. We'll also be discussing logistics for an SSW week event. We're planning TAC Talk Sexual Health on Monday, March 9th from 2 to 4 p.m. We'll also be doing reports from the respective departments of wellness and sustainability and liaison reports.
Lovely. Moving down to the Special Committee on Food Insecurity, Senator Saporito.
Hey everyone, we just met an hour ago in the president's conference room. We discussed interim prices, upcoming pieces he's liking to work on regarding making a kiosk meal swap drive for people on Pack Place. We're also discussing methods to expand the Department of Sustainability's farmers market sometime this semester and reaching out to all of the politicians in Nevada.
Thank you. Moving down, Parliamentarian Issa.
No report at this time.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
No report at this time.
Thank you both. Moving down to myself for this, myself. all right, my report's a little long. I'll try to keep it pretty short. Timeline for today's meeting. Obviously, you guys have read the agenda. This back stick of papers right here. We have 8 pieces for second reading. So buckle up. Usually, I think it's going to be pretty short, and then we talk about something for a long amount of time. So I'm hoping to start within probably the next 5 minutes. I'm hoping to get us out of here by 8:30 is what I'm hoping, pushing 9. Anytime before that obviously would be great. Just kind of giving you guys a timeline of where I kind of want discussion to go and how long I want us to discuss pieces. But of course, if there are points of good information, you guys are having a good debate, I am not gonna curb or stop you guys. For next meeting, we are done with candidates. The only 2 open seats we have are for engineering, and we still have not received any candidates for that. So engineering, I believe, will just remain open for the rest of the session. Senator Strunk and Senator Lawson will stand high and mighty and represent the College of Engineering, so congrats to both of you guys. I have no legislation that has been sent to me as of right now. Show of hands, is anyone working on anything or planning to send me anything by Thursday, tomorrow? 1, 2, maybe, okay. Just kind of a timeline, just for my sake. I talked about this at last week's meeting, but in regard to outreach and everything like that, how much money we have left, we just have over $9,000. So if you guys have some event you guys want to throw or some personal project you guys want to do for your college or some tabling event or whatever it may be, we only have 2 months left in the session, so now is the time to kind of hit the ground running and get started on that. If you have not already, I highly suggest doing so. If you need help kind of planning, going over budgetary stuff, you can always talk to me, Luis, Way, and kind of get a better understanding of kind of where you want to be and where you want this personal project of yours, or maybe it's something for your college to go. And of course, I have all the numbers for that. So if you want, just reach out to me. I'm more than happy to go over the budget with you along with everything we have left in our accounts. Or I can email you, Teams me, whatever it may be. I'm more than happy to give you guys those numbers. This week I met with Senator Saporito with UPDNC, and it looks like I wanted to obviously bring this up to your guys' attention and kind of get your guys' opinions on this. But me and Senator Saporito, we reached out to UPDNC in regard to the Sullivan Bench. If you guys don't know where that is, it's right by Manzanita Lake. It's a bench that commemorates one of our fallen UPDNC officers who died protecting students, and they need stonemasons to kind of restore that. And it's around $1,400, and we do have a little bit of money in our account, so I wanted to bring it up to you guys if that's something you would be okay, AH1 being able to sponsor. Hold on. And then one other thing too, if we were able to do that, UPDNC also said that they would put a plaque commemorating all of us in their office to make sure that these sessions, words of encouragement, our dollars, and of course our work in time does not go unnoticed, to make sure that we are continuing to help different parts of this campus and restore parts of this campus. Senator Saporito, did you want to say something?
Yeah. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to add on. The benches have been refurbished for almost 3 decades now, so it's really low cost for fixing it. We can take it out either the outreach budget, or I can ask Speaker Pro Tempore Moss another time if we can maybe use it the capital fund to help with the restructuring. But yeah, if you guys have any opinions on that, let us know.
Yeah. So that's kind of something I wanted to do. I think that would be really cool if we were all kind of be able to collaborate on that, and as a joint effort, as a session, I think that would be really cool, and you guys would be able to be a part of something bigger and to a cause I think we should all greatly care about. Moving down my list, I met with Dr. Speed, with President Ogabot, Vice President McNamara, and we had a meeting kind of just preparing the next transition and kind of the do's and don'ts and the necessary requirements that we believe the next president and vice president, along with having me included in the meeting with the speaker, should be involved in, or at least in the know of what the duties should be or how they kind of want the 94th to go. It was around an hour and a half. We had a really good discussion, and I'm really excited to see what the 94th does, because we've been able to do a lot of really cool stuff and a lot of good transitional stuff that I hope lays the foundation work for an even better session. I met with Dr. Spitt again with these two right here, Speaker Pro Tempore Moss and Parliamentarian Issa. Kind of in the same tune. We just talked about the good, the bad that's kind of happened this session, how we want to move forward, and how we want to make the 94th even better than this session. So great meetings. I'm really excited to see what comes of that, and excited to see what the 94th accomplishes, especially in Senate. Check your email for retreat information. I'm blanking on her name. Naomi had sent out an email in regard to kind of everything of what groups you guys are going to be in, along with the schedule. So take a screenshot of your group, take a screenshot of the schedule, just so no one's, you know, checking their phones or shows up last minute or shows up at the wrong time. That should have all have been sent out to you. If you guys have not received that, just teams me and I'm more than happy to forward it to you. So that was sent out. That is this Saturday at 9 a.m. I believe check-in is from 9 a.m. to 9:30. So please show up. And then after that, too, please sign up for basketball. Currently, it's 5v5, I think, is what they're going to do. So if you have not signed up, we can create more brackets or kind of figure out where we're going to go from there. But we need to whoop exec. So I'm really hoping we can. Also, another thing, too, due to the fact, which is really crazy to say out loud, that there is 2 months left in this session. We are practically done. But with that, too, Speaker Ali had done this last year, and I kind of want to continue this tradition, and I hope that this continues on 10 years from now, but doing superlatives. So doing, I got Vote Whisperer last year. I know Senator Goodspeed got a Most Likely to Pregame before a Senate meeting, so just fun awards like that. I hope to kind of continue that tradition, so I'm going to be making this survey with Speaker Pro Tempore Moss and Parliamentarian Issa, and then we're going to be sending that out to you guys. If you guys can get that done as soon as you can, just so we're able to put in the orders for the plaques and awards and all that stuff. Along with that, too, I know Louise can probably speak on it more, but we also, in that, too, in that same vein, we are also doing Senator of the Year. So the three of us are going to kind of pick who decides to get that plaque. If you guys don't know, too, in the CSE, in that big glass case, there's this big, it's not big, it's kind of medium, but it's a wooden board with a bunch of name plaques on it. Those are all Senators of the Year from, I believe, like the past probably 40 years. And we have ran out of room. So we ordered a new one, and if you get Senator of the Year, your name will go there. Sorry, anything you want to say, Louise, real quick? Cool. I'll send out that survey probably at the end of this week. Please fill that out as soon as you can or when you're available. And then those awards are also going to be distributed at banquet. I know Speaker Ali had done it where they kind of had it in this room, but I kind of want Senate to have our own spotlight and our own time at banquet because we are the best branch, of course. So I want us to be able to have our time in the sun. Any other questions in regard to anything I've mentioned in my report? Cool. All right, moving down. Also oversight as well. Oversight will be meeting tomorrow, 6:30. I can't remember what room it is. It's on the agenda. It's public, of course. nothing too much. We're just going to be going over first outreach period. So if you have not turned in your outreach, I highly suggest doing that, like, as soon as possible. I have given you guys ample time, and I gave you guys an extension, and I gave you guys winter break. So there's really should be no excuse for either not having enough hours or not communicating in time. So if you decide that, you know, I only have 2 hours of outreach or I didn't meet with my intern, you will be getting points. Just want to let you guys know. But the committee will be reviewing the first outreach period tomorrow, along with I'm going to do my spring semester check-in with all the chairs and make sure that they're comfortable with the last 2 months of their session, along with going over all their goals and ambitions they kind of want to get done by the end of their term. Sound good? Cool. In regard to... I'm pretty sure all of you know what's going on. In regard to the impeachment case, still nothing about it. No charges have really been filed. Nothing has really moved forth. So oversight has not met yet. We have not planned a date yet. nothing is concrete, nothing is solid yet, so just kind of want to communicate with that, you guys, so make sure no one's kind of gossiping or spreading misinformation. Any questions in regard to my report? Cool. All right, moving on to the bulk of the meeting. Moving past agenda item, oh, do you guys have a report?
No report.
Okay. Moving past agenda item 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and moving on to agenda item 18. 18A, SBR 93, an act to use capital funds to replace ASUN TV monitors. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, would you like to give a brief synopsis?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill was written by President Aglabat, and I'm bringing it forward as the Chair of Budget and Finance. We discussed this bill at the first meeting of the semester. Basically, this is just a appropriation of the capital fund account. It's to replace ASUN TV monitors throughout campus. You'll see in the legislation that the locations highlighted are the Joe Crowley second floor and third floor, and the Joe first floor, the Lombardi Recreation Center, the Church of Fine Arts, or the CFA, Scruggum Engineering, Davidson Math and Science, and William Raggio Building, and France and Humanities. These TVs, if you haven't seen them before, these are used to market events, jobs, elections, that kind of stuff. We utilize them to do all of that kind of stuff. And they also utilize a program called, I think it's called A6 or A, I don't know how to pronounce it, double X's, TV, which allows for ads to be centrally placed so that they can all appear on that. And it's recently, Microsoft announced, and this is included in the legislation, that they're not going to be supporting Windows 10 anymore, and that's what those computers that are attached to those monitors uses. So basically, we will just need to make a purchase to upgrade those computers to function beyond Windows 10, because that's currently what those computers go on. If you look at the legislation, the cost of these pieces of legislation, or these monitors and stuff, is $7,080, and these are that's what will be approved in this piece of legislation, and then there's a clause in the be it further enacted section that just makes sure that there's a 10% contingency in case prices change, and that was outlined by AD Kokas, and she had a good way of explaining it. She also made me aware that we have a lot of money in the capital fund account with only, I think, $12,000 in commitments from our earlier expenditures of the capital fund account. Also attached is a, to this piece of legislation is a quote from the company that you'll see marks just the same prices. That's what this bill is all about. It's just an expenditure to replace those TV monitors. And with that, I can take questions.
Lovely. I'll start off with the first question. Do you know how much money is in the actual capital funds account?
Yes. AD Kokas sent it to me. I just have to pull up the chat between her, me, and Carmina, or President Aglabat. It looks like, from what I've been sent by AD Kokas, the budget ledger, about $791,000. Obviously, that cannot fall below $250,000 per the provisions passed by us earlier this session. Please keep in mind, like we said, there are obligations or commitments that we've made, which is $12,000 and $396. But that's what has been sent to me for the Chair of Budget and Finance. So, yes, that's how much is in there total.
So in reality, we have, let's just say for argument's sake, $500,000 to spend.
I would be comfortable saying that, you know, cool. Just to keep us safe, you know.
Just to be safe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, any other questions for Speaker Pro Tempore Moss at this time? Alrighty, okay. Seeing none, moving on to a debate. Are there any forms of debate at this time? Senator Lawson.
I just wanted to add that the quote is outdated by a few years, but the 10% contingency is to cover any increase in cost.
Yep. Any other senators with forms of debate? Alrighty. Seeing none, we're going to be moving on to a vote for agenda item 18A, SBR 93, an act to use capital funds to replace ASUN TV monitors. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, not binding resolution is passed. Alrighty, moving on to agenda item 18B, SBR 93, an act to use capital funds to partially fund the purchase of a new ADA accessible vehicle. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Another capital fund expenditure carrying this bill for President Agobot and AD Kokas as the Chair of Budget and Finance. So this bill is basically to provide a funding for a new ADA accessible van. We have one, and I believe that we have one, and it currently was purchased in 2008 and is no longer in working condition and does not have a motorized ADA lift, wheelchair lift, or just a lift in general for passengers. So this legislation will grant us the money to make a purchase. I want to make sure to outline that we have received, and this is outlined in the legislation as well, we've received a donation of about $20,000, $20,583.15 to be exact, and that was given to us with the provision that we spend it on a new ADA accessible vehicle for our students for pack rides. If we do not buy a new ADA accessible vehicle, that donation is pulled. So what is being requested from this capital fund expenditure is $72,079.43. That is to cover the rest of the cost of an ADA accessible vehicle, which is total cost $92,662.58. And we have to use this donation within the next 6 months. That's why this matters pressing and why I wanted to get it done at the beginning of this semester. Otherwise, the donation will be returned, like I said. And then, just like the other piece of legislation, the committee added a 10% contingency in the event that, you know, the price goes up by the time we, the CSC and the association, purchase that vehicle. Are there any questions?
Lovely. Moving on to a debate. Are there any senators who would like to start us off the debate? All right. Seeing no debate, we're going to be moving on to a vote for agenda item 18B, SBR 93, an act to use capital funds to partially fund the purchase of a new ADA accessible vehicle. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that binding resolution is passed. Alrighty, moving down to agenda item 18C, SB 93, a bill to clarify the appointment process of the speaker's replacement. Parliamentarian Issa, go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. So this bill was originally written by Senator Terry prior to his resignation, and all it does is it codifies the process which Senator Terry went through at the start of the session. For those of you who weren't there at the time, the language in the SAS as to what happens to fill that vacancy after we elect a speaker is very unclear. And so what we did was we just made sure that the person with the next most amount of votes automatically fills that seat should they wish to do so. And so that's what we did for Senator Terry, and all this piece does is we're codifying it into our SAS.
I also want to add in one other thing too. I completely support this piece. I was the reason why this piece was made in the first place, due to the fact that there was a lot of confusion based on who would take my seat once I was elected speaker. So I fully support this piece. You guys should vote yes. Any questions for the author at this time? Any forms of debate at this time? Seeing none, moving on to a vote for agenda item 18C, SB 93, a bill to clarify the appointment process of the speaker's replacement. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that bill has passed. Lovely. Moving on to agenda item 18D, SB 93, a bill to publicize the Senate outreach form. Senator Saporito, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So this piece, both me, Parliamentarian Issa, and Senator Radke have worked on it. The board was a great. It primarily focuses on promoting transparency regarding our outreach. It allows the student body to know exactly what we're doing in our positions every pay period, giving them more insight on our work and more opportunity for them to voice their own opinions throughout the session. Seeing that we are paid by student tuition, I think it would be beneficiary for them to know exactly what we're doing. Similar to the previously passed piece that President Agobot crafted in the work session, I publicized the Senate legislation tracker for all students to read. And me and Samir Issa in this session alone, we've met with students such as like Ryan and Rose Barber, who have continuously mentioned to us that not only do they use these publicized forms of media like the legislation tracker, but they actually appreciate its conception in the beginning. So yeah, I think this piece would just benefit the relationship the student body has with us. Transparency can't do any harm. And if you guys have, if you guys have any other things you want to say, I yield.
Would any authors like to speak at this time? Already moving on to questions. Are there any questions for the authors at this time? Senator Lawson.
I just had a question. Some other things were from a new age to the website. Would this be added to the website after the new one's made, or will it be added to the current one and then moved over to the new one?
So ideally, it would be added to the AUSUM website right now. The only issue that might be technical difficulties, as you know, we are using a version of WordPress that's very old, so it's not entirely sure whether or not we'd be able to update or create that link and put it on the current website. But if we are able to do that, then we can, you know, move forward in doing that. But it will be a feature in the new AUSUM website, assuming we do pass that capital fund request, which we discussed in budget finance earlier.
Any other questions at this time for the authors? Alrighty, moving on to debate. Are there any forms of debate at this time? Alrighty, nice. So we're gonna be moving on to a vote for agenda item 18E, SBR 93, binding resolution to publicize assent. Oh, apologies, I messed up. We're going to be moving on to a vote for agenda item 18D, SB 93, a bill to publicize the Senate outreach forum. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oi. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that bill has passed. Moving on to agenda item 18E, SBR 93, a binding resolution to publicize the Senate outreach forum. Who are the authors?
I can take that. Sure. So this does the exact same thing as the bill. The only difference is that we need bills to modify the SAS and binding resolutions to modify our Senate rules. And because the role of the parliamentarian is listed in both governing documents, we're modifying both governing documents since that position is affected by what we want to achieve with these places. So exact same thing, just different documents.
Any senators with questions? Senator Calderon.
This is actually going to take place. Like, will this be for this current college period, or will it start next, or when does it start?
It would start for the next outreach period. So I guess it would begin for what we are currently in now, since we, you know, the deadline for the outreach period was today.
Okay. Any other questions for the author at this time? Seeing none, moving on to a debate. Are there any senators with debate at this time? Alrighty, seeing that, we're going to be moving on to a vote for agenda item 18E, SBR 93, a binding resolution to publicize the Senate outreach forum. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oi. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that binding resolution is passed. Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 18F, SB 93, an act to prohibit self-promotional naming practices. Parliamentarian Issa, go ahead.
Okay, so for a little bit of context for this piece, I was originally inspired to write this piece when I was an intern for the association. I believe it was either the second to last meeting or the last meeting of the 92nd session. The previous administration passed the ASUN Grad School Fund, which was named the Diehl Kimmelmeyer ASUN Grad School Fund, which is named after the ASUN president and vice president at the time. And I was a little bit confused as to why no one at the table at the time was questioning why they would name our ASUN public resources after themselves. It just seemed very, self-serving and for legacy building purposes. But I was brought to my attention that this was precedent during the administration before them, which was the
Boris Carpio Guerra and Hannah Alkiza.
Yes, Boris Guerra and Hannah Alkiza. Yeah. They named the Passion Fund after themselves. So we currently have two programs in ASUN which are named after then sitting ASUN officers. And I wrote this piece because I feel as though because ASUN is an institution in which we serve other students,
in that because all of our resources are public and taken from students, it's just philosophically and morally wrong for us to be in positions of power in which we are actively promoting our own legacy in a way. You know, if you want to have something named after another ASUN officer or an ASUN officer that served in a previous session, that's perfectly okay, but to actively create a program and say, hey, I'm going to slap my own name on here so everyone knows I made it, I think it's very self-serving and wrong. So for those reasons, you know, I would like this to pass, and I stand open for questions.
Are there any questions for the author at this time? Sarah Lawson, go ahead.
Will any programs or funds that do have a naming practice be renamed, or how will that work?
So in my original draft of the bill, I did actually want to strip out the names of those two individuals, but I had, or those two administrations in the previous programs, but I had a meeting with President Oglova about it to get her thoughts on it since she was here before me. And she brought up the point that it would be a bit concerning, I would say, for us to do that just because it seemed as though officers in this session who may have some history with officers from previous sessions are actively attacking those officers in a way. And Nevada and the Reno community is very small. The chances are some of us may end up working with those individuals. I personally would like to see those names stripped. I still do. But President Oglova made the point to me that if those two addendums were still in the bill to restrict those names from those programs, then it would be vetoed. So I did strip those addendums from the current bill, but those are the reasons why I did. So.
I would also like to add as well, for the Senate's context, if the president does veto a bill, it will be brought back to the Senate, and you guys can vote two-thirds of the majority, and if the Senate votes two-thirds, then it passes without the president's signature. Any questions for the author at this time? Seeing none, moving on to a debate. Are there any forms of debate at this time from senators at the table? Alrighty. Seeing none, we're going to be moving on to a vote for agenda item 18F, SB 93, an act to prohibit self-promotional naming practices. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oi. Karen Chamber, the ayes have it, and that bill has passed. Alright, moving on to agenda item 18G, SBR 93, a binding resolution to revise the discharge procedure for legislation in committees. Parliamentarian Issa, go ahead.
So this is yet another piece originally offered by Senator Terry, and all we're doing is we're just clarifying the existing procedure for discharging pieces from committees. And for those who don't know what that means, if a committee hasn't heard a piece of legislation in the committee for at least 14 business days, then it is the right for the author of that piece to send a motion to the main Senate body to then discharge that piece from committee and fast track it so it could be read in the main Senate body instead of having to go through committee. And Senator Terry, when he originally offered this piece, he discharged some pieces and he found that process to be incredibly confusing just because of the existing language in the SACs. And so all this does is that it clarifies it. Makes it a lot easier to understand. It doesn't really change much about precedent in terms of how we use the existing language. It just makes things easier for future sessions to move smoothly regarding this particular procedure.
For context as well, I believe I've had two or three pieces that have discharge petitions. I know one of them was from Senator Terry, one of them is from you, right? Yeah. So there is precedent. There are senators at this table who have done that. Yeah, just wanted to add that. Any questions for the author at this time? Seeing none, moving on to a debate. Are there any forms of debate at this time? Speaker Pro Tempore Ma.
As a senator that has discharged a piece of legislation from a committee, there does need to be clarity on this procedure, and I'm glad Senator Terry, my good brother, wrote this piece of legislation. It is a very confusing process. You look at the language, it's not easy to understand. So the legislation presented before us does really make an impact in how that goes. I also made sure with Senator Issa, because he's carrying the piece of legislation now, I wanted to make sure with him that any senator can use the discharge petition, which is how it states it in the SAS, and he assured me that any senator can discharge a piece of legislation from a committee, not just the chair or the author of the piece. So So, yeah, I'm very much in support of this bill. It helps bring a lot of clarity to our internal processes and helps us move things along with legislation. So with that, I motion a previous question through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Bardwaz. Is there any dissent? Did I ask for a second?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, we're going to be moving on to a vote for agenda item S18G, SBR 93, binding resolution provides a discharge procedure for legislation committees. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in chamber, the ayes have it, and that binding resolution is passed. All right, our last piece of legislation. I thought this was going to go a hell of a lot longer, so... kind of happy about that. Moving down to agenda item 18H. I think that's a first. SBR 93, binding resolution to protect minority speech rights and debate. Senator Bardwaj, go ahead.
Hi, guys. The purpose of this piece, I found better than giving like an explanation of the piece. It's best to give like a scenario. So a couple weeks ago, Senator Calderon made a motion to a previous question, but it wasn't through unanimous consent. So in the scenario that happens, let's say I was going to speak after Senator Calderon, then once that motion is seconded, then we move on to a vote on the previous question, but it's not through unanimous consent. So one dissent doesn't kill it. It goes through everyone voting. So if everyone votes for the motion previous question, and I disagree with everyone, I haven't spoken yet, then I'm just like cooked, for lack of a better word. So this piece circumvents that, and this piece circumvents that. You can claim the floor of the Senator who has not yet spoken yet, which is in the text of the legislation, and then a minority has nothing to do with your identity or ethnicity. It's just for the purpose of debate where you're a voting minority. If you guys have any questions, please shoot.
Any questions for the author at this time? Senator Calderon.
Wait, so this is just, you're just saying that this is basically just to make sure that even if everyone else is in agreement, that one person who's not in agreement sits on the voice here.
Correct.
Okay.
Senator DeBarger.
So they just stand up and say, I'm ready for
it. Or they can just like stick their hand out. Like it's kind of like how you can like point of order. You can like point of order anything, like it's kind of gonna function as that. So you would kill the previous question and then you would report the senator was not spoken.
Okay. It says rising and standing.
By rising, I mean like, because rising is the text of that's used in the SAS, which, like, these days, instead of rising, you just kind of like stick your hand up, so yeah.
Senator Castro.
Oh, I'm more similar to say point of information. Rising is also typical language used within Robert's Rules of Order, so it doesn't actually require a physical movement at any point. Like.
Senator McAndrews.
So, what are like the exact requirements of this bill for like it to be enacted, so to say?
Yeah, that's a good question. So as a senator, if you want to like invoke this, then this right, then you have to A, not have yielded, B, not been recognized by the speaker, or C, not spoken at all. Then you can invoke this right.
Senator McAndrews.
Point of information. So doesn't it need to be through like previous question without unanimous consent?
Yeah, if it's a motion to previous question through unanimous consent, then you yourself can kill the previous question because it's not going to be unanimous if you say, I dissent.
Senator Bolander.
Just out of curiosity, what would the difference have been from when today when you made a motion to previous question order and we killed that because two people hadn't talked yet? What would be the difference in passing this bill and not passing this bill? Because I feel like we already just did that.
That's protecting the scenario where there's a lot less people than today. Like today, obviously, you know, we know I jumped the gun with the previous question, and then there were like six or seven people that seven or eight people that didn't want to go through with the previous question. So this protects the scenario where there's only like one or, you know, maybe two people that don't support it. So if it's not through unanimous consent, then that unique scenario, the person that dissents doesn't have an opportunity to speak on why they're dissenting, because it's just a regular voice vote. So in that scenario, then it's like, okay, like, why do you dissent? We'll never know. So that protects that.
Senator Lawson, the Senator Saporito.
How do the rules of like the time limit for debate pertain to this piece? Like, does it still fall? Like, if time runs out on debate, are you cut off? Or how does that work? Because I'd be worried about like a filibuster situation.
That's actually exactly the concern Parliamentarian Issa and I shared. So we amended this piece to have a time limit of 1 minute. And Rule 6, Section B6 is where it says, this protected speech granted under this section shall be limited to a maximum of 1 minute unless extended by majority consent of the body. So if you're speaking and then Speaker Ackland mentions that the time of debate is over, the speaker would mention that the time of this speech is over, and then if like everyone wants that senator to continue speaking, then you can have a vote on whether or not to repeat that. So there will not be any filibusters.
I believe does someone else have? Oh, Senator Saporito.
Yeah. So, how common would you believe it would be for someone saying relative to the motion of the previous question? It's a very encouraged debate. Everyone's talking. The chances someone that says no to the motion because they have something else to say has not talked previously. How rare do you think actually standing for minority speech rights would occur for the next session?
Well, I feel like for any session, like it's hard to predict whether or not it'll happen. This is just a precautionary measure where, like, if we're in a scenario like today where a senator is like, okay, you know what, like, we're all kind of saying the same stuff, and it's pretty early on in the debate, and everyone's like, you know what, like, yeah, like, the previous question we can go through, we can just vote, we have a lot of stuff on the agenda, right? And there's one person that's like, wait, like, I actually have something crazy to say, and then they just get drowned out because the motion was made not the previous consent. So it's not like a question of whether or not it'll happen, but rather that scenario is not a safeguard in place right now, this piece doesn't.
Senator Castro.
I just want to give a little answer. We have had incidents like that in this session, particularly when we were electing Senator Dean. Actually, if you don't remember, I begged the table if I could speak after you all voted to vote. And no hard feelings, and you guys wouldn't speak. That's a perfect example of where in which this piece would work had I not spoken previously in the conversation.
Any other senators with questions at this time before we move on to a debate? Seeing none, moving on to a debate, are there any senators who would like to start us off? Senator Lawson.
I'm just wondering how needed is this piece, because I know we have the division of the House for, there's division of the House for?
Division of the House is only for voting. If it's my understanding, based on the language of the bill, this bill protects senators who may be in the minority or have not had the chance to speak and get drowned out by something of a motion that's not made through unanimous consent. So for example, if Senator Avila has a point that he extremely wants to make and he believes it's new and important to the conversation, but everybody else is kind of in agreement, but he believes that his point of information or his new piece of information will drastically change the way of the meeting or the vote, with this bill of passage, he will now have that right to be able to invoke his ability to speak. Is that my current interpretation?
Yeah.
Okay. Senator Avila has a question, or debate, yeah, go ahead.
It is a question.
Just save it till the end. Any forms of debate before I move back up to questioning for Senator Avila? All right, Senator Avila, you can ask your question. Go ahead.
What is like the difference between like this and like just a point of order? Because can't we accomplish the same thing with a point of order?
Point of order is only, in a sense, we're making it so that if there's something wrong with like Robert's rules or someone's making a motion incorrectly, like for example, if I make a motion that says, yeah, we should all vote, let's do it, someone should say, point of order, that is not how you're supposed to move to a vote. Senator Saporito.
And then just to kind of clarify, like point of information, there's been sometimes sort of decisions, like someone calls a point of information in the middle of the motion, it just doesn't happen. So this would be a good way.
Moving back down to a debate, are there any senators with debate at this time? Parliamentarian Issa, then Senator McAndrews.
Parliamentarian Issa, for the record. So I did have the opportunity to speak with Senator Barbalaj about this piece, and I am in full support of it. I already feel quite acclimated with the language, so if for whatever reason this pops up, I am fully prepared to enforce the rules of the Senate body. And I also want to echo, I forgot which senator said it, I think it was Senator Barbalaj, that we can't really guarantee that
future Senate bodies are going to be made up of senators who are going to act in good faith, who are willing to hear the minority voice out. And so I really do think that it is necessary to have this precautionary measure in place just in case, because we cannot predict, like, obviously I would hope that everyone does hear the minority voice out, but of course we can't, we don't know that for sure. So for those reasons, I am in support of this final resolution.
Any other points of debate at this time? Senator Castro.
Thank you for my hearing to say, and I also support this piece. I think it is very essential for the future of versus Harvard. Senator Barbara, I'm just going to break. Presenting it to you, please just consider it early. Thank you.
Any other forms of debate? Alrighty. Seeing none, moving on to a vote for agenda item 18H, SBR 93, binding resolution to protect minority speech rights and debate. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oi. Here in chamber, the ayes have it, that binding resolution has passed. Alrighty, we're able to get through 8 pieces of legislation in, I believe, like 30-ish minutes. So, I mean, there really wasn't much debate, but... So, good on you guys. I appreciate that, moving things along. I believe most of these pieces were already debated in government operations. So any clerical errors, amendments, or anything like that was pretty much smoothed over and ironed out to make sure when it comes to the table, if there was something glaring or anything like that, we have room for debate, which is, I'm very glad we had a lot of debate on the minority speech rights debate, or protect minority speech rights. Sorry. I'm glad we had a good debate on that. Really good job, guys. Good questions. Really appreciate that. Moving on to agenda item 19A, Senate Committee Changes and Additions. Are there any Senate Committee Changes and Additions before we move on to Senator Bonuda? Okay. Senator Newbell.
Senator Newbell, for the record, I move to take myself off the Committee on Budget and Finance and place myself on SSW. Is there unanimous consent?
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, Senator Newbell, you've been placed in the following committees. Any other Senate Committee Changes and Additions? Alrighty. So, as a senator, you're supposed to sit on two committees that are required. The Special Committee on Food Insecurity, which is Senator Saporito's. It is not required. Oh, never mind, it's full. So, yeah, you want to show them the list.
I'm just showing you the list okay. So that you know which ones aren't full.
And then if you want to...
Yeah, if there's slots... Is your, Speaker Pro Tem Formas for the record, is your committee up to date in the committee roster on the box?
I'm hoping it is. I mean,
how many people are in your committee, including yourself?
My count, and if I have forgotten someone, I'm truly, terribly sorry, is 8.
So Chair Castro, Vice Chair Radke, Senator DeBarger, Senator Newbell, Senator Dayton, Senator Burroughs, Senator Evans, Senator Bolander, and Senator Strunk. Does that sound accurate?
That's 9.
Yeah.
She just said 8.
Well, that she said not including.
Oh, sorry.
Not including yourself.
My bad.
Yeah, chairs. This one's Democratic.
Okay. So, how the motion works? If you want, you can repeat after me, or I can just say the whole thing. What would you like?
I'll have you say it this time.
Okay. All right. So it goes as follows. I move to place myself on the Committee of Budget and Finance and Democratic and Civic Engagement, 3 unanimous consent.
It was ASA.
Sorry.
You're good.
Yeah. So just repeat after me.
Oh, okay.
I move to place myself. On the Committee of. Academics and Student Affairs. And Budget and Finance.
And Budget and Finance.
3 unanimous consent.
3 unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, Senator Bonuto, you have in place in the following committees. Any other Senate committee changes and additions at this time? Alrighty. Seeing none, moving on to agenda item 19B, Senator reports. Are there any Senator reports at this time? Senator Barris, any others? Alright, Senator Barris, go ahead.
Alrighty, Senator Bears, for the record, I hope you guys are all doing well. Senator Saporito and I finalized the draft of our piece, SJR 93, a resolution in support of affirming the value of professional degrees. We plan to hopefully have this seen in Faculty Senate next week, where they all adopt the version into their Senate. I'm working on the Emergency Contraceptive Vending Machine Initiative. I sent out emails to Dean Kennedy, Dr. Cheryl Hug English, and Liliani Kupo to see within their experience if they had any thoughts, questions, or concerns about the installation. I've so far gotten a lot of questions regarding the placement of the vending machine. I'm looking into places that are open long hours. If you guys have any suggestions, I'll be open to hearing them, but right now I'm thinking of the KC or PSAC. I also tabled today from 2 to 4 p.m. to boost out my survey, and I plan to bring this to facilities and other student services representatives. I sent in the Teams chat, but please boost this out to your constituents. I'd really like to get many student perspectives, just so I have a large set of data. I'm also tabling tomorrow from 2 to 4, so if you have not stopped by, please do so. I'll be in the KC breezeway. I also am helping plan a PAC talk, sexual health, on March 9th from 2 to 4 p.m. within my own committee. We plan to discuss this more at our next meeting, but I went ahead and booked the room and updated Director Souza and Director Lee. We plan to have an activity of some sort or presentation, maybe some sort of open conversation, but we'll have some resources there, such as condom stickers and resource pamphlets.
Thank you. Any other senators with reports at this time? Senator McAndrews.
All right, so later this week, I met with Gabby Turner, and one thing I want to do before my term is over is to throw an event. And one idea that I'm throwing around is gathering data about students and how they prefer to get their information. You guys saw what I sent in the Teams. If I could get anybody's ideas, anything, that would be super helpful. Survey questions are really important, and getting a really good survey question would be absolutely goated. So please look at that if you can. Also, I'm thinking about doing a leprechaun gram thing where you fill it out, right, and you put it in and get a little leprechaun thing, right? So it would be cool if as many people from Senate as possible could get it. If anything, and this is kind of a thing that I need to develop a little more, but I'll be coming to you, Lee. So that's it.
Lovely. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Hi everybody. I just have a quick report for you guys for the College of Ed and other stuff. I met with our Student Advisory Council this Monday. We have a great roster of events coming down the pipe. So look forward to that if you need volunteering or just want to have fun with the College of Ed. We'll have a calendar pretty soon here of what our events are going to be. Yeah, and then today I had the opportunity to sit in on the listening session with the Chancellor McNair, Chair Brooks of the NC Board of Regents, and our regent that represents UNR, Regent Downs. Really fantastic conversation we had with him. A lot of subjects were brought up. The one I want to highlight is we had a lot of conversation about how the board can better represent students and how the impacts of the 12% fee increase are hitting students. The board is looking into different things to help cushion the impact of that 12% increase. I made it known, a lot of students did not support the fee increase. Here at this table, we understood that it was probably necessary to keep us afloat. But there's a lot of good things happening. Regent Downs talked about looking into each university's administrative structure comparatively with our teaching staff to help see how we can balance costs and make sure that we're funding our universities properly. And I told him I would love to collaborate with him on that or help him with the student side of that issue. Because coming from the College of Ed, financial hardship is a consistent thing just because we have to have internships, practicums, and student teaching that's unpaid. So the 12% fee increase really hit us like a truck. And I said those words today in our meeting. But I'm glad to see that the regents are, some, or at least some regents, are taking steps to help students and support them and make sure that their money is going to the right places at these universities. So personally, I want to thank Regent Downs for him expressing that sentiment today. If you have the opportunity to go to these listening, I don't know if we have any more coming up, but if you ever have an opportunity to talk with a regent, talk with the chancellor, I would urge you to do so, because those regents and Chancellor McNair, those representatives of us, they control a lot of the aspects of what makes life on this campus our life. So I would go to them, I'd go up to them, talk to them, introduce yourselves, tell them the concerns that you're seeing from your students, that you have it yourself, because they're here to listen. And that's something we highlighted today, was that we just need to be better at bridging the gap between the regents and the students. So I encourage you, if you see Jeffrey Downs walking around campus or Regent Ariscotta, take a second, stop them, talk to them, introduce yourself, tell them what's going on. If you can, spread information to your constituents, that's the best way to communicate with them. This meeting today with Chancellor McNair was super productive. The senators present, like Senator Burroughs and Senator Castro, can probably attest that we had a very good discussion. But I just want to encourage y'all, if you have the chance to, go and talk to the regents and go to listening sessions. Thank you.
Yeah, I also kind of want to piggyback on that too, as Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. I had attended that meeting as well. It was in this room a couple hours ago. Very informative. I definitely learned a lot of stuff walking in that I did not know. One other thing I wanted to preface too, that I kind of, not necessarily realized, but I kind of connected the dots. Having regents come in is an extreme opportunity, just because those are the people who directly influence all of our lives sitting in this room in regard to our tuition, in regard to our university experience, in regard to what even programs are offered at this university. So for the senators who are rerunning and want to be in the 94th session, especially with the committee on DCE too, if you guys are planning on joining that committee, something that a personal project, either the current chair and the members can do now, reach out to your regents, reach out to them, email them, their phone numbers are online, everything like that, email them, call them, whatever it may be. Even getting a regent in here for, I even told them today, I was like, you know, there are 25 to 20 students who come here every Wednesday who sit, who are all from different colleges, different backgrounds and different perspectives. So granted, I know, you know, much of the public doesn't come and listen to us speak for 3 hours, but I know there's at least 20 to 25 students who will show up here every Wednesday. So if you guys want to have regents more involved in our process and want to get regents more involved in kind of what we're doing, talking about, and kind of listen to what we're doing, email them, reach out to them, call them, ask them to come in for 5 minutes, introduce themselves, or even the next speaker, whoever it may be. Have them come in and, you know, maybe present for 5 minutes, introduce themselves or talk about kind of what they've done in the past year. I think that'd be a really good idea, either for the 94th Senate or the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement, to try to reconnect with regents and try to bridge that gap to make sure that students are able to have direct conversations with regents, or at least be able to be in the room and listen to information that may be pretty privy and important to everyone's lives in here. So just some food for thought. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
I just want to add one more thing. Just the impact of having just small conversations. Like today, I was able to talk about my college and myself, although necessary, did not support the fee increase. And now, because I couldn't, because I was working like a lot of students, I couldn't give public comment at the Regents meeting. But now Chair Brooks, Chancellor McNair, and Regent Downs, they know that information. They know that the College of Ed feels that way about the policies they're voting on. So even the small conversations, even though it's not public and not public comment at a public meeting, small conversations have big impacts. And so I just want to highlight that, you know, so make sure, be mindful of the impact you can have on just one conversation.
Lovely. Any other senator reports? Senator Kitsch.
Today, last week, I worked mostly on the ACE and on leadership panel for the Best and Brightest Graduates, which was held last Friday, and all floors of joy. I'll give a quick shout out to Senator McAndrews and Senator Huang, who's not here tonight, for joining me in that panel and talking to some high school students, particularly some students from either Burnley or Fallon, who are very interested in Senator McAndrews' Sri Lankan elephant research at the Honors College. Looking forward, I'm going to possibly plan a debate with 5 honors candidates that we have right now. I'm really excited to get more involved in their election process and host a conference for honors students and ACE students alike. Lastly,
questions on the topic of fee increases. I think I will know the honors program fee did pass the Regents, which again, obviously no one loves fees, but I am really glad because that means more to college, and that will lead to about estimatedly 80-90K in the next fiscal year. So yeah, thank you guys for that news yet again.
Nice. Senator Castro.
I'm going to go quick because I'm sure everyone's together. Okay. I'm very privileged to have been invited and attend the Black Cultural Awareness Society Nevada's MLK Day event, where I've heard personal stories from individuals who are uplifted deeply from DEI programs in their communities. Again, another reinforcement of why it is so important. Additionally, I've been speaking alongside Senator Dane with members of the UPDNC regarding our legislation piece for campus safety, especially against ICE immigration enforcement for immigrant students, which is still being worked on ongoing. And then additionally, I'd like to say that I was very grateful for the opportunity to discuss with the Board of Regents, or not Board of Regents, all of them, but members of the Board of Regents today, where I asked them more specifically about how they will maintain their accessibility to both us and our student body and constituents. I think we had a very constructive conversation in that regard, and I look forward to hopefully inviting every single one of you and experiencing alongside of you the ability to talk more openly with our Regents.
Lovely. Any other Senate reports before I move on to my wheel of names? Alrighty. I spun it once. I'll only spin it once since we're going to get out here a little early. And then Senator Calderon.
I had the incredible privilege to attend the College Business Club for a day. It's pretty cool. Got to meet with a bunch of different avenues of business students, whether that be international business, marketing, management, finance, accounting. Pretty cool seeing the different clubs. I also got to meet with the coordinator of career services, who was also my boss. We have discussed many strategies that we're going to get more companies out to the career fair. We're projected to hit 55 to 60. And yeah.
Lovely. Alrighty. Moving past Senate reports down to agenda item 20, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Alrighty, seeing none, moving on to agenda item 21, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Yeah. No, you can come first.
Do I come here?
Preferably if you can come up here. Okay. So just come up here, press and hold the mic until it's green. Just state your name for the record.
Okay. Press it once.
Yeah, you gotta hold it.
Gotta hold it again.
Yeah. Until it's green. There you go.
Thank you, Senators. My name is Craig Hoffman. For the record, I'm a student at the School of Social Work in the bachelor's program, working for the Nevada Housing Justice Alliance with my practicum. Tomorrow we are giving a student mentors workshop for student tenants right here in the Senate chambers at 3 o'clock. It's open to any students or anyone who is paying rent and wants to know their rights. Also, I want to thank everyone who's helped advertise for this event, so hopefully there's a lot of people there. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Speaker Ackland. Luis Aguilar, Associate Director, for the record. Dear Senators, great discussion tonight. Congratulations to our new Senator Benuto. Please add additional time for your agenda postings due to President's Day on Monday, February 16th. I'd like to respectfully remind the Senate that the primary responsibility of the ASUN Senator is legislative governance. Please focus on policy, funding decisions, and oversight that create lasting impact for students. Thank you.
Any other public comment at this time? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 22, adjournment. I adjourn the 93rd Senate session of the Associated Students here at 7:40 p.m. February 4th, 2026, convening vote from the Regional Senate Chambers and via Zoom. Good night, everybody.